When people begin to do that, okay, and then you begin to sit in the company of those people that begin that do that, you eventually will pick that up as well. And you don't even have to do very much. You just have to just sit there. And it'll automatically come into your heart. And that's because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the heart as something called fu'ad. In fact, if you go through the Quran, you'll see that Allah uses different words for the heart. For example, qalb, fu'ad, etc. Now this word fu'ad is one word that's used to refer to the heart. It contains the meaning in Arabic of transmitting and receiving. There's an understanding that the heart has the ability to both transmit and the ability to receive. Okay, now what does that mean? It means that we are affected by the people that we're around. And if somebody is very, very deeply attached to something with passion, he has the ability to affect us as well. Okay? So for example, let's say that there is somebody that has a very deep love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you come in the presence of that individual, his heart is emanating that love. And your heart is actually receiving that love. And that's exactly the example of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the companions. Okay, when the Prophet alaihi salam was given his prophethood, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put something very special in his heart. It was a very powerful love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's actually the essence of what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was. He wasn't the Sharia. The Sharia was a result of the love. Right? The goal was Allah, the focus was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was in the context of that that the Sharia became the Sharia. Right? This is the way a person acts when they love Allah. This is the way a person does not act when they love Allah. The goal wasn't the Sharia, the goal was the love of Allah. The result was the Sharia. Now what happens, right? You have these people who basically are drunkards, some of them, right? They spend the night drinking, they bury their daughters alive, they are constantly fighting and killing one another. For dozens and dozens of years this has been going on. And then this man, with this simple message, with this deep passionate love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sits in front of them. One day they're doing this, the next day they're changed, and they're up praying all night. And they've become the most calm, gentle people that the world has ever seen. That's because what was in the heart of the Prophet ﷺ was so powerful and so pure that it just hit their hearts. And their hearts had the ability to receive it. So the Prophet's heart was emanating this, and then their hearts were able to just pick it up. And this has actually been the tradition all the way until this day and age. Everything in the deen is inherited in this way. Everything. You can go back, I can tell you, you can give me any particular act that you do. You can say, for example, well, I make wudu. And I'll tell you that you inherited that wudu from someone. Someone showed you or someone taught you. Much of it happens to be our parents. So alhamdulillah, they allowed us to inherit from them. Right? But there are many aspects of your deen. The way you dress, it's inherited from someone. If you dress a particular way, you've seen other people dress that way. And that has had an effect on you. Now when it has an effect on you, you then subsequently inherit that. And that's the same scenario through which the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is transmitted as well. When you find that burning passion in an individual's heart, then by sitting in the presence of that individual, what ends up happening is that your heart begins to pick up that, and then you eventually become focused on that as well. And when you go to college, it's the same thing on the opposite side, right? The reason we go to college is because everybody has the same goal. So we're all encouraged to do the same thing. If you have to sit down in a corner and study by yourself, you're never going to do anything. When you go to school, the teacher is there, the teacher is obviously someone who's trained in this. So from his heart, from the other student's heart, all of this emanates into your heart, and then you begin to get interested in it and you work towards it. So whatever it might be, whether it be aspects of our dunya training or aspects of our akhirah training, in the end, it's all emanated from another individual. So you have to recognize that that's the third essential component. You have to pick up that fire from somewhere. You have to find that, you have to light your lamp through someone else's flame. You can put it that way. And then when you put all of these three things together, protecting yourself from the dunya, increasing your attachment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through his dhikr, and three, spending the time in the company of those people who do the same, that's then what creates passion within the heart. Then when there's passion within the heart, the sharia becomes a whole different ballgame.